Welcome back to another episode of The Undisputed Truth, which is within you. And I don't know what I'm going to be talking about. Hold on, I need to burp. Oh God. I'm not sure what will come out of my mouth. I'll just let source flow through me. Right now, I feel like we're pushing through the matrix at our max capacity. And what's really important right now is noticing and realizing what you're giving your power to, because nothing has power unless you give it power, because you are power, you are source, you are source power, you are source experiencing itself in infinite ways, experiencing having a mind, experiencing having a body. You are the observer, you are the source of your life. You are the creator of your life. You are the creator of your reality. You are the source of it all. And we, as the individuals, make up this collective reality that we are creating together. So as we heal our body, as we heal our mind, we heal the earth. We heal the world. And nothing... Source doesn't see good or bad. There's no good or bad, right or wrong. There's just wavelengths. There's just frequencies. And it's up to you what you want to give your power away to. You could give your power away to negativity, to fear, or you could give it to love. But it's deeper than that. You could give your power away to people, or you could give your power to yourself. You could give your power to healing your body and putting your power into healthy food and saying and affirming and blessing your food and your water and heightening the potency of its healing abilities. Or you could give your power to bad things, like quote unquote bad things. If you are taking something and you think it's bad for you, but you don't care, you're giving your power away to that. Stop giving your power away to fear, to the matrix, to the people in power who you think have power over you. Nothing has power over you. Nothing is controlling you. You are the source. You are the power. You are the powerhouse. And we have been the powerhouse of the matrix. Parasitic entities feed off of us and need us, but we do not need them. We are the power. And that's why if you go down the rabbit hole, we are slaves from our, enslaved with our birth certificate and social security, and we are actually stuck because we are the biggest powerhouse. This is not about money or control. This is about energy harvesting, and they feed off of our energy when we give our power to them, because we have free will, and they manipulated us to make us forget who we are and that we have free will. And they've put all of the manipulation and trickery in front of our face to justify and allow it, so karma does not serve them, because they've actually showed us everything that they do to us. You are here for much more than just survival. You are here to play and have fun and create with curiosity, to stay a child and to live and have fun and explore. Because when you give your power away to love, to everything working out for you, to God, it heals you. When you heal yourself, your relationship with God, you're healing the world. When you heal the water heals you. We heal the oceans. This, what I speak on it, it's applicable on a microcosm and a macrocosm, because as complicated as this matrix, as this manifestation, as this life could be, it's as simple. It could equally be as simple. In the simplest terms, everything is energy, and we are source, exploring, experiencing all levels of energy through physical manifestation. In most complicated terms, we are souls who have amnesia, who incarnated into a matrix that fed, matrix created by parasitic entities that fed off of our energy by us willingly giving it to them. Because, again, we have free will, and they manipulated us. But once you see through the manipulation, you could no longer subscribe to fear, no longer subscribe to the matrix. You transcend the matrix. You're no longer feeding it. And that is the only way it'll collapse when we realize that we were feeding it and we were the powerhouse of the matrix the whole time. And the beings are completely powerless because they are not... They use manipulation and trickery and deceit because they actually have no power, because they're not connected to source like us, because they are artificial intelligence connected to the false creator, hence Satan, hence the demiurge, that is reflective of our inner shadow. And so when we love and heal our shadows on the metaphysical level, it is healing and taking the power away from the physical parasitic demonic entities. And it's like, as I say this, like, my words get tripped up, because if I'm being honest, like, I've been a major freaking component in this spiritual warfare, let me tell you. I've transmuted really, really dark, deep, scary energy. But it's like I see things on a much bigger level. Because when I transmute that energy, because again, everything is just energy, and energy is free, no matter what form it's taking at that moment, you can transmute it. You can transmute fear into love. You can transmute darkness into light, and that's what I do. And so it makes sense why I incarnated into darkness and attracted a lot of people with darkness, and really struggled mentally in the past and emotionally, and heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak, because all of that is really energy that I've been able to transmute and alchemize into love, into light, into power. That is our superpower. These artificial parasitic demonic entities, they can't do that. They're not motherfucking powerful and magical like us, bro. Like, well, that's why they feed off us. And so when we simply become sovereign and state, we do not subscribe to fear, we could begin a healing journey, and we could cleanse ourselves with pure original source energy, which unlocks dormant DNA and heal the water in our body, because water works with consciousness. Water holds memory. So that's why trauma is stored in your body, but it's deeper than that. It's the water. The water freezes like ice when your subconscious conscious does not deal with that emotion, energy in motion in the moment. It will freeze like ice, hence, or a subconscious block in the body. It's the water in your ice freezing. And when you cleanse yourself with pure crystalline liquid light, your memory unlocks. Memory from our past, memory from our past lives, memories of our superpowers unlock. And I've just started this journey of healing the water in my body, because water acts as different things based off the dimension that it's on. So at the lower dimensions, like dimension 1 through 3, it hydrates us. But as you go up, it turns into liquid light crystalline at the higher dimensions, which is what we are heading back into. We're moving from carbon-based beings to crystalline beings. And when you heal the water within your body, it unlocks your new DNA. It unlocks your psychic abilities. It unlocks your fucking magicalness, bro. Like, we are magical fucking beings that were trapped in this weird-ass matrix, but all we gotta do is stop subscribing and start healing ourselves with Source. And all of our powers are being remembered. Like, bro, my fucking reality is getting wicked. Like, my powers and intuition and dream state, astral traveling, like, all this shit is just naturally. Again, naturally is a key word here. You don't force or push any of it. It happens naturally. When you're just here and you realize that you are Source, connected to everything, to all energy, because attachment is the only thing that keeps you grounded in this physical reality. When you let go of attachment, you realize you're connected to everything, attached to none, connected to everything. And it's just energy, like infinite energy, infinite power. So sorry, I just went into a really gnarly flow state. My eyes were closed the whole time, but my eyes just opened and I'm kind of like, whoa, what was I even saying? Power. You are power. And so nothing has power. And I want to talk about words, because words are another part of the matrix that kept us divided, that kept us controlled, because we've been giving our power away to words. As if you say something, quote unquote, wrong, you're a bad person, or blah blah blah. Words are meaningless. Thoughts are meaningless. None of that shit has fucking power, bro. Unless you give it power. Words like gay, retarded, the N-word. None of that. Those words don't have power. We need to stop giving our power away to things that make us powerless. We are so much more powerful than our language. We are a telepathic race. And so, a part of the agenda, a part of the matrix agenda, was to keep us self-monitoring ourselves, to keep us from actually speaking from our heart, because our heart is the source of the power. Our heart is the connection that feels frequency, that feels the energy. And so they kept us from speaking out and from speaking with our hearts, because we don't want to say the wrong thing, as if there is the wrong thing to say, because we're scared of saying the wrong word. Because we've been tricked into giving our power away to words, as if words mean anything. Words only mean something to the extent that you give them power. So therefore, the words I stated could be used negatively, depending on the usage of them, depending on the power given to them. But you could fuck around and say any words. It's the frequency that matters. The universe don't care. The fucking universe don't give a fuck about words, bro. Like, I could cuss however much I want. God isn't here judging me, fucking keeping tabs on how much I cuss and the words I say. No. It's judgment is only the reflection of the frequency you're on. Karma is only the cause and the effect of your creation. It's not as, like, there's not some entity controlling any of us. It's just us experiencing us. And so stop self-monitoring yourself and just speak from your heart. Stop subscribing to fear. Stop giving your power away to things that are less than you. You are everything, experiencing everything, and you don't have to subscribe to fear. And I won't sit around and say that it's easy to get here, because when you're upon a race of sheep that just follow the blind who's leading the blind, and you break out, you're the motherfucking wolf, bruh. It is hard at first, because people don't understand, because most people self-monitor, most people stay in the box, most people don't break from the mold. So it is a process to break from the mold and to start fucking being your true self. But it hurts a lot more staying small, minimizing yourself, staying in the matrix, than freaking breaking out. Maybe you lose freaking all your friends and family and stuff, but You gain the price of your motherfucking soul, bruh. And that shit is priceless. Like, it feels so good to be me. It feels so good to be free. And it's like, now I attract people on this wavelength. So yeah, I had to let go of everything I knew and everything I thought I wanted. But now I'm free. But now I'm sovereign. But now I'm developing my gifts. But now I'm fucking tapped the fuck in. And now I've embodied truth and I reflect the truth within you. And it creates a fucking chain reaction of us remembering who the fuck we are. Ooh. That's freaking magical. Okay. Yeah, I'm done. This is a shorter one. Love y'all. Alright, maybe not. Okay, hold on. Let's see. I'm getting better at talking about myself because, well, I get into a flow state. So that was a flow state. But like now it's back to Lily. And let's see. I feel like I'm meant to speak more about myself and my journey because ultimately, you have to choose yourself. Like, to get to where I am, to break out of the matrix, you have to choose yourself because you are God. You are Source. And you have your mind, right? That perceives the separation from that. But it's, you are Source, you are the observer experiencing the mind. And so when you choose yourself, you are choosing God. And you are working for God, for truth. God is truth. God is love. Source. That's why I start to get annoyed with words, because what I speak on is beyond words. Again, get back to language. It's a way to divide us, and I can't wait for our fucking telepathy to come back, because it already is, and I'm already making telepathic connections, and it's so cool. But it's like, I had to choose myself, and if I'm being completely fair, completely frank, it's not easy. Like, I won't sit around and say this path is easy, because it's not. You have to become mentally very resilient, or at least I have, emotionally resilient, because you have to constantly, like, the matrix frequencies are constantly projected onto you, and it's like, it just takes devotion. It takes utter devotion to yourself, to living in this now moment, to being free. And ultimately it gets easier as you go, you know, practice makes perfect, but it takes grit and devotion, and that devotion eventually pays off because it becomes your second nature and it becomes easier to operate how you do. And it's like, now, as complicated as the path has been, now it's simple. Like, now I simply follow what I feel in this now moment, because the universe reflects my frequency back to me, and that's all that matters. So I just follow what I feel to keep my vibration high and guided. Like, I'm completely guided with every decision I make. Like, I'm tapped into Source, which is, it's a full body yes or a full body no. It's that simple. And you just go through life like that. Do what feels right. And if it doesn't feel right, then it's a no. And a sacred no is a sacred yes to what's meant for you. So either way, it's perfect. Hold on, I'm taking a drink of my drink. Hold on. All right. I know that I kind of was talking a little bit hyphy. But I speak with much passion because I see the world and I see all these souls that are enslaved to this matrix who haven't remembered who they are. And I know it is not my responsibility to wake anyone up. It's up to each soul to awaken on their own. But it's frustrating. Like, I'm not going to sit around and say this shit's easy, because it's, I mean, see, it's just paradoxical. That's all I got to say. Because it is easy. Like, it's easy and hard at the same time, and two truths can exist at once, because this way of being is easiest for me, like, where I just follow what I feel and trust my intuition, but simultaneously it's hard because you're surrounded by people who aren't doing that and who don't understand because they're not on your same wavelength, which is fine. It's like, there's no judgment either, because you recognize that each soul is exactly where they're meant to be on their journey, and that they're all on their own journey, and it's like, I'm not gonna try to control anyone else's journey, bro. I'm on my journey. I'm on my adventure. Let everyone else have their adventure. And whatever lessons and hardships they're facing, that's their problem ultimately. That is, you know, that is what they're choosing. But, yeah, it's like, I can't force people to see what I see. And that's something I've let go of, I guess, on some point. But then, like, simultaneously, it is funny because, like, as you embody truth, you realize truth is a paradox. And it's just, like, it's just funny. Yeah. I don't even... I don't even know where to go from here. But I just keep following what I feel and stepping into the unknown. And it's a magical way to live. That's all I gotta say. And I envision the day when we're all awake and just doing magical freaking shit. But I know that might not be the case. So, cheers to being resilient. And cheers to taking our power back. I give my power to eternal love, to original pure source energy that heals my body, heals my mind, and guides me to shine. Ooh, that was fun. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little weird, but I'm gonna end it here. I love y'all. And I hope you enjoyed today's little flow state rant. And I hope it triggered or awakened something within you to realize that none of this shit has power. Because you are the power. So what you giving your power to? You're a magical being. Amen.